Now it's time for our main event, the reason that we are all here tonight, and that is to hear from the county executive about the state of Albany County. Mr. McCoy will be the first person to tell you that success often means working in a partnership, whether it's working in partnership with the legislature or municipal leaders, whether it's working in partnership with the business community, chambers of commerce, business improvement districts, or partners like CDTA, Crossgates Mall, the University at Albany, or Albany Law, or people in our communities themselves, like Deb Rotano, who leads the Albany County Interfaith Coalition, or those he honors as our Citizens of the Month. County Executive McCoy understands that to be a strong leader, to be a good leader, sometimes you lead, sometimes you roll up your sleeves, and you're in the trenches, and sometimes you bring together folks, and then you follow their lead. Because that's what a leader does to be the most effective, working in partnership with others. Please welcome my boss, who will now share his vision, his leadership for 2017 with us, Albany County Executive Daniel McCoy.
Thank you. Thank you. Now you better sit down so we can get out of here. Just a couple points of clarification. Chairman Jack Flynn, thank you for being here, but you got an important vote to be at tonight, don't you? So I think you should leave. Just checking. Second, I was going to say Albany County proud, but Cahoe's proud, Mayor Morris, you got it, so I'm not going to say it. And the third, before I even start, is that Chairman Sean Morris did call me. He is in Florida vacationing, and he said, County Executive, where is he? Sean Ward, what did I say, Sean Morris? I just can't get this guy out of my mind. So Sean Ward's in Florida vacationing, and he said, County Executive, I can't make it, but I got two things to run by. And they said, what's that, Sean? I'm undecided. I said, everything all right? And he goes, yeah, I'm undecided. Should I go to the beach first or play golf and go to the beach? I hung up on him. So I'm going to start. Members of the Albany County Legislature, honored guest, and my fellow citizens of Albany County, I thank you for joining me for my State of the County address. They say we recall our achievements to remind ourselves of how much we still have to accomplish. So tonight, in the State of the County, I'm proud to review the significant achievements we have made in pursuing critical mission of county government and to outline the work still to be done in moving this mission forward. At the starting point, it is important to remember that the mission is all about, it's all about serving those most at need in our community, our children, our seniors, our veterans, those struggling with challenges of poverty, illness, and addiction. It's a mission to create a better opportunity, economic and otherwise, for our struggling middle class and poor, for the young and old alike, so as to improve their lives and the quality of life of our community. To fulfill this mission, we have put into place efficiencies and reforms in every county department, and we have streamlined operations to more effectively deliver county services. These efficiencies and reforms, I believe, are what have enabled us to dramatically turn the corner on county finances. For 5 straight years, my administration has presented structural balanced budgets without the use of county reserves or gimmicks like budgetary one-shots. Additionally, we have significantly grown our fund balance to over $50 million, the highest amount in modern history. Thank you, Albany County Legislature. At the same time, and what I take particular pride in, is that we've achieved this financial turnaround without cutting county services in many departments. We've actually increased existing services or added new services for county residents. We've done all this despite the significant burden of federal and state mandates and the fact that in so many areas like health insurance and retirement benefits, cost and increase have been largely beyond our control. Yet for the past 4 years, we have not only stayed within the state realty property tax cap mandate, but we also held the line on no effective real property tax increase, making Albany County one of the counties in New York State with the lowest real property tax rate. I strongly believe that the real property owners can no longer afford increased property tax. and that to attract new residents and businesses, we must send a message that Albany County good management, not higher taxes, is the order of business. Keeping with property taxes low and encouraging economic development and fostering on quality of life issues all contribute to an environment that encourages further growth and development. It also contributes to the sense of a place that encourages individuals to want to be there to live, work, and raise a family. It is why I believe the U.S. News and World Report just ranked Albany metro area the 30th of the 100 best places to live in the U.S. My commitment is not only to keep Albany County this high ranking, but to move us to number one. And that is why, over the course of the year, I will continue to meet with local leaders in the county to find more opportunities for us to work together, consolidate services, and reduce the cost of government to our residents. Good management requires creative thinking and openings to changes the business as usual. You need to look no further than what is happening at the county nursing home to see the results of good management I'm talking about. When I took office, the county was subsidizing the nursing home by over $1 million each month. We've not only reduced it by half, but with the improvements to care, medical billing, reimbursement, more effective use of personnel, with the cooperation of our unionized employees, we're well on our way to eliminating of any county subsidy of nursing home operation. Truly remarkable. We know it's your late Aaron Mayor, just saying. Putting you on notice. Furthermore, along with the improvements to our bottom line, we have focused on what is most important, the need to provide higher quality of life for our nursing home residents. To achieve this, our staff has participated in advanced training initiatives and improvement of overall quality performance. We've also invested in improving our facility and plan a complete modernization of our nursing home with a $60 million investment. Along with upgrades to the facility and a single floor addition, the tower building will have a new use, and a number of county departments will create a healthcare complex at the nursing home, which will include a 911 dispatch presence from the Sheriff's Department. To all involved in this transformational project, thank you for helping us make our nursing home a true success story. Speaking of success and transformational projects, just look what's happening at our Times Union Center. By the way, let's go Saints tonight. They are well underway with the $20 million improvements that will add a new enclosed atrium and will complement what is happening in our city downtown. With the opening of the new convention center, these improvements are a critical part of our economic development strategy and will enable us to attract even more patrons and more visitors to our capital region. So tonight, let's congratulate all those involved with the construction of the new convention center and in the working going on at the Times Union Center. These two projects alone, with the plans for the Palace Theater, demonstrate the power of partnerships to make a difference. The same can be said for the success of our land bank. You may recall that just 3 years ago, we established a land bank to help the neighborhood blight and its devastating effect on communities throughout the county. We initially pledged over $1 million over 2 years to help leverage a $2.8 million grant from the New York State Attorney General. Since that time, we have committed additional $750,000 and had transferred hundreds of county properties to the land bank, which has now acquired over 320 vacant and abandoned properties. To date, the land bank has invested more than $2 million into stabilizing neighborhoods and spur an additional $2 million in private investment. This has enabled the return of well over $1 million of assessed value back to the tax rolls, making Albany County's land bank the most successful in the nation. We're proud of the success and commitment to its future. So join me in congratulating the staff, board of directors, and community advisors who have made the success story possible. In addition to investing in the revitalization of our most at-risk neighborhoods, we have also continued our efforts to fight on behalf of communities like Ezra Prentice Homes that have been placed at greater risk because of the dramatic growth of crude oil transport in Albany County and because of the proposal by Global Oil to expand its facility near the Port of Albany. The moratorium we imposed in 2014 remains in place, and we believe that largely as a result of our efforts and the recommendations of the expert advisory committee I appointed, our State Department of Environmental Conservation rescinded the neg deck that it had previously issued and required a full environmental impact. Moreover, with the assistance of Earth Justice, we have filed suit against Global for what we believe are a violation of Clean Air Act. This is a battle we will not relent on. This is a battle we will continue to win. Albany County has been working hard to become the greenest county in New York State. I'm proud that we have been recognized by NYSERDA as the first municipality in the Capital District to earn the Clean Energy Community designation. This designation was earned by completing four NYSERDA-approved clean energy actions, including establishing a clean energy financial project and adopting energy benchmark policies for county buildings. Those actions demonstrated our commitment to reducing energy costs and promoting clean energy in our community. By earning Clean Energy Community designation, Albany County is eligible to apply up to $250,000 in additional state funding for energy efficient or clean energy projects with no local match required. Saving green and being green means a healthier Albany County. Our County Health Department has been instrumental in the efforts to safeguard our citizens and our environment. The department has received the national recognition for its efforts to protect and promote the health and welfare of individuals and families and communities across this county. Through a variety of innovative programs, initiatives, and partnerships, the department advances its critical mission to provide communicable and chronic diseases, protect against environmental hazards, and promote the health and wellness of our citizens. During the past year, the department worked with local hospitals, insurance, and community partners to implement strategies related to a community health improvement plan. Additionally, the department took on a leadership role and is working extensively with local school districts around the county on the implementation of a new state legislative mandate, testing of water of lead in local schools. In the department collaborated with the Department of Mental Health to address strategies related to opiate and heroin abuse in Albany County, an issue that has been a priority for my administration. Our health department remains a certified opiate overdose prevention center and continues to outreach to local pharmacists to implement its standing order for naloxone for those at risk in our community. In the next several weeks ahead, both our health department and mental health department will lead a community effort to identify and implement effective strategies to confront the national opiate crisis as it affects our Albany County residents. We will do this with the creation of a county task force on this mission. In the days ahead, we will announce the members of the task force and dates for the community forum on the topic. Too many in our county residents have suffered because of major pharmaceutical companies have misled doctors and their patients into false notions that highly addictive pain prescription painkillers were safe and non-addictive. This is simply not the case, and it's the failure by the pharmaceutical companies to adequately warn and instruct of the dangers have caused a lot of loss, pain, suffering in our county. So today, I have instructed our county attorney to begin the process of joining with other counties in our state in litigation at holding pharmaceutical companies accountable for the loss, pain, and suffering they have caused. This, too, is a battle we will not give up on. This, too, is a battle that we must win, and we will win it by working together. Our department, our mental health department, is also collaborating with the County Department of Children, Youth, and Family and Health Department to provide efforts related to suicide prevention at a population at risk in Albany County. The vital work of our mental health department cannot be overstated. Mental illness will touch 1 in 5 over the course of a lifetime. And we know that with treatment and support, improvement and even recovery is possible. The possibility is what keeps our departments focused and engaged through the direct provision of services at our clinic, in the community, and at our correction facility. During the past year, the department launched the first integrative outpatient clinic in New York State. In case you missed it, it was the first integrative outpatient clinic in New York State, combining outpatient services for mental health and substance users, serving over 900 county residents. The department also provides critical crisis intervention training to local law enforcement agents to increase the competence of those agencies in regard to their interaction with citizens living with behavioral health challenges. Working with Judge Breslin and with the Office of Court Administration, the department will continue in improved initiatives we have been working on since my state of the county last year. The development of a mental health court that will increase opportunities for eligible individuals living with mental health challenges. The establishment of a mental health court would provide a pathway through the criminal justice system for eligible individuals living with serious mental illness so they can get the treatment they need without the unnecessary incarceration. Thank you, Judge Breslin, for this innovative and this important initiative. Albany County has been instrumental in pretrial diversion efforts like LEADS, a program involved in county departments of mental health, law, probation, criminal victims, public defender's office, and the ultimate public defender's office. In fact, these departments have been a key to providing community-based treatment and support services that have made diversion efforts successful in our county. On point, I'm delighted to share with you tonight the announcement from Harvard University. Paying attention now, everyone? All right, I'm just making sure. That Harvard University, that our probation department juvenile accountability program has been recognized as a bright idea by the university. The award recognizes programs that represent cutting-edge government policies, initiatives, and best practice. Our program provides a diversion option for juveniles charged with misdemeanor and low-level felony offenses, and it provides the victim, the community, and the juvenile a healing experience without using additional correctional resources. Citizens volunteers are trained to work with juveniles to help them learn about the impact of the offense and to find a way to avoid reoffending. In making this award, Harvard expressed its excitement at helping to bring this innovative approach to a wider national audience. We in Albany County are so proud that this initiative started here, and we congratulate all involved. As all of you know, for the past 2 years, I made the cause of reforming our system of indigent defense a priority mission. I'm proud of the fact that the bill I proposed on the issue unanimously passed both houses of the state legislature. Had it been signed into law, the bill would have required New York State to accept and assume its constitutional responsibilities to ensure effective legal representation of indigent defense. While the governor vetoed the bill, citing concerns over financial burden to the state, I remain convinced that given the bipartisan support this legislation received, we can and will prevail. There cannot be two systems of justice, one for the rich and one for the poor. This is wrong and it must stop. So therefore, the battle to ensure the performance, the promise of Gideon, the right to effective assistance of counsel for indigent defense must and will continue.